What's up? It's Cadillac Jack representing 470. All the cool people have the 470 area code. Level check, level check, level. We looking all good? We looking good? All right, here we go.
Let's raise our hands. Who all has 470?
Good radio.
And then 404.
Kind of a visual thing,
Woo!
Isn't it?
More people are raising their hands for 404.
Chase is a mountain man. He's got 706.
That's right, son.
What's up? It is Wednesday. No.
Thursday.
No, it's Thursday. Goodness gracious, just one more day. Then we get a little break. This is After Hours, on demand. This is where we have fun and pull one another's fingers and talk about things that we discussed on the morning show, but sometimes a little deeper. Always share guests with you and their thoughts from the morning. And Allie Mack, we are going to start here in just a second. With you lying, basically looking your niece in the eye and lying to her outright bold.
I feel awful about this.
As you should.
And I will cross my fingers forever that she never, ever hears this. Yes, I took her away from a Blake Shelton concert before it was even half over. Okay, I did, but it was her choice. It was her choice. I just didn't correct her.
I have done it for years with my kids. Cadillac Jack, 44-year-old father, 3 high school senior, 8th grader, 6th grader. I have done it for nearly decades, convincing your kids, whether it's, let's go get a rally rag, you know, or it's t-shirts, or buy one, get one free. And the kids always want swag, and so they're like, let's go, let's go. So I've never seen the completion of a concert or any sporting event in the years that I've been here in Atlanta. And then you think this app is so safe. You actually smile when you see the child or children in your life playing with this app called Musical.ly. It is possibly the most emotionally damaging app your kids could have on their smartphone right now as they are at school or preparing to leave school. Musical.ly, you think it's very safe and innocent and they're singing videos and...
It's just a bunch of kids singing along to their favorite songs and slowing up the video, speeding up the video. I don't see how that could be a problem, Cadillac.
It is not that at all, Allie Mack. And as soon as I share the story with you about the Musical.ly app, you will delete it from your tween's phone before they even get to the front door after the bus drops them off today.
And then?
I'm not going to ask.
It's Dude, Where's My Car? And then? Dude, Where's My Car?
Cammy Caddy's 22nd Pop Culture Trivia Showdown as my March 20 wins continues. If I get 20 in a row, right now I'm at, did you move Allie Mack wheel away from the whiteboard? Right now I'm at 14 wins in a row. So if I win every morning through next Friday, we celebrate next Friday.
Lots of champagne will be had.
Let's get underway with Jason Aldean. He snuck into town. Yesterday, we knew it all morning. We were all excited about it, but we couldn't share it with you. It was Jason Aldean, Lauren Elena. It was Chipper Jones at SunTrust Park via satellite from Australia. It was Luke Combs and Darius Rucker, who had a huge announcement.
Yes, that they are all going to be playing together, and Darius Rucker is bringing in Hootie and the Blowfish.
One night only. He is reuniting Hootie and the Blowfish for this concert on Saturday, July 21st. This is how the conversation with Jason Aldean got underway yesterday at lunch. Let's go. Jason Aldean told me yesterday at lunch that he has avoided Atlanta for years. And he has a reason why that he's going to share with you.
Now it may not be around in 20 years, but the show gonna know we were here.
Jason Aldean told us yesterday, Allie Mack, that he has avoided Atlanta because he has been preparing for his concert at SunTrust Park where the Braves play.
Yeah, when the news broke that SunTrust Park was coming, he wanted to gear up and get ready and play this thing and do it right.
So yesterday at SunTrust Park, Jason Aldean came out and addressed the crowd.
To me, this is huge. This is a huge honor for me. I grew up in Macon. I was at the game in 95 when they clinched the World Series, so I've been a lifelong Braves fan. And this was one of the shows for me that will be a career-defining type of show. Out of all the shows I think I'll probably play in my career, these are the two that will probably mean the most to me. So I'm excited to be here, and this is something I've been looking forward to for a long time. So thank you, guys.
Jason Aldean spent some time with us. Then he goes to sit down at the table, and who comes up to the podium?
Lauren Elena.
She will be at the show at SunTrust Park with Jason Aldean.
I am so excited. I'm excited for like a million different reasons. I'm specifically excited about this show because it's an hour and a half from my hometown.
Right.
And my whole family's going to be here. It's a stadium show. It's with Jason, who I adore.
That is Lauren Elena. Luke Combs. SunTrust Park with Jason Aldean. Joined popped in via satellite because he is down in Australia at a huge country music festival. As is another big piece of this once-in-a-lifetime concert at SunTrust Park with Jason Aldean. Darius Rucker pops in, and we all think, well, hey, fantastic. Darius is going to be along for the ride. No, absolutely not.
And Jason said, yeah, I figured we might as well get Hootie and the Blowfish out there. And I totally thought that Jason was kidding when he said Hootie and the Blowfish. I thought he just meant Darius.
Reuniting for one night only, Hootie and the Blowfish, y'all.
You know, here's we were talking about artists that we could possibly look into getting, and we just kind of started talking about what were some of the sort of throwback bands and stuff, like what were some of the big ones, and we just kind of started naming. One of the first ones out of my mouth was Hootie and the Blowfish, and, you know, they were the biggest band in the world. Mid-90s, you know, mid-late-90s, they were the biggest band in the world.
Jason Aldean, Luke Combs, Lauren Elena, Hootie and the Blowfish. At SunTrust Park.
It's going to be July 21st. Tickets go on sale next Friday.
Kix 101.5, Atlanta's number one for country hits and the home for the biggest concerts and the most tickets in Atlanta. Allie Mack, you recently had to tell a lie, and you want me to decide whether or not it's technically classified as a lie or a white lie, because we both know it's a lie.
Well, lie is such a strong word.
To what degree, though? Let's get underway. 8 o'clock, Cadillac Jack. Allie Mack, Kix 101.5.
I took my niece, she is 10 years old, to see Blake Shelton last week, and we were having a great time at Phillips Arena. Blake came on at 9 o'clock. Keep in mind, she's 10 years old, and I wake up at 3 a.m., okay? So it got to be 45 minutes. We're watching Blake. She's having a great time. I hear her little voice singing along. But at 9:45, I looked at her and said, Emma, what do you say about three more songs? And then we go. And she said, well, Allie, if there's only three songs left, I don't want to get stuck in traffic. Let's go after one. See what happened there?
Mm-hmm.
There was probably an hour and 15 minutes left of the concert. He was probably going to play until 11 o'clock.
Trace Atkins came back out. Brett Young came back out to sing with him.
Brett Eldridge?
Him.
So.
Y'all stop. I swear.
I didn't correct her. I just said, you said it. One more song. We'll go so we don't get stuck in traffic. And so we left.
Right.
At 10 till 10.
Absolutely. That is a lie.
But how is it a lie if I didn't say?
Yeah, you're a horrible aunt.
Oh.
Listen, parents know that you lie to your kids all the time.
She's 10 years old.
Doesn't matter.
We had to
leave early.
I
lied to my 3-year-old at the time. You know, just anything to maybe get them entertained somehow with a video or just to kind of get them out of your, just get them out of your space. Every now and then you just want your kids out of your space.
Well, that was not the case at all. I want to clarify that. It was just, it was getting so late.
Sorry, maybe it was just me. I'm sorry. that was a little personal there. I apologize. I got kind of personal there. I have done it and was busted by my son, Will, who's now 18. At the time, much younger, we used to go see the Glads play. And hockey has
three
periods.
Yes.
And so at the end of the second, I would pretend like it was halftime. And I'd say, all right, son, that's it, you know, game's up or whatever. And so we would roll, and he finally caught on, and he would look back, and he'd say, Daddy, how come everybody else isn't leaving? And I'd say, oh, son, they're coming. You know, they got to check and get some hoodie sweatshirts and Atlanta Gladiators T-shirts and such. And he believed it for the longest time, and then he learned ESPN and learned to love ice hockey and called me a liar.
So, but it's normal, though, to have those little omissions of information.
I think it can go either way. I think that you can remember as a child being told something from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can also go the other way. And that would be as a parent, you having to tell a lie to your child.
Yes.
It goes both ways. Kix 101.5, hi.
I am a child, and I have a white lie that my parents always told me.
Here we go.
What did they tell
you? We're going to flip it. I love it. Go ahead.
So when I was little, my dad had always promised me that we would go to Chuck E. Cheese. And one day, he put me and my sister in the car. We were driving down the road, and we passed a burned-down building. And my dad told me that Chuck E. Cheese burned down, and we could never go.
No!
Good morning. So I have a kind of white lie that I tell my kids.
Okay.
So when they're, like, getting crazy, doing something, like, jumping off of something, throwing something, say what they're doing, I tell them, I say, y'all better stop that or you're going to get hurt, and the hospital is closed.
The hospital is closed.
Doom and gloom.
Yeah, it gets them every time, too.
That's good. I like that. I want to talk about the app that your tweens, maybe even kids that are younger that have smartphones, really not for the teen set, but the tween set's app's called Musical.ly, and it looks all innocent. Both of my daughters used it. And my youngest makes stills where you do videos and you sing along.
It's just lip syncing. You can speed it up. You can slow it down. It's fun. It was real, honestly, like too difficult for me to figure out. So I've deleted it.
Okay. Well,
that's not the point.
My sixth grader uses it every day. And it's user uploaded content by millions of people who can also live stream, which is how I first encountered material content that my child had no business seeing. I first saw a very helpful naked man live streamed his live stream, if you know what I mean. And it was at that point that I started looking into Musical.ly, and there are different back channels and all sorts of things where there are perverts and they're everywhere. Let's be honest.
Mm.
But did you not think like I thought that Musical.ly was probably maybe the only safe haven online for your tweens and your younger kids?
Well, yeah, because you immediately think, well, only kids are on that app.
So pretend that you can turn your kid invisible. Pretend you drop your invisible kid off at a warehouse in downtown Atlanta, okay? You have no idea who's inside. Fingers crossed that it's packed with Nobel Peace Prize winners and, board-certified pediatricians and who wrote Harry Potter stuff, J.K.
Rowling.
Let's hope she's there as well, okay? Pray it's not packed with the worst of humanity. No one can see your kid, but your kid can see everyone and hear everything. Mm. And it's very, very scary because for years, my kids have been on this app. I don't know what they've been exposed to. I don't know that my kids would run to me and say, Daddy, listen, I saw a man live stream his live stream. I don't know that my kids would have enough confidence. I hope that they would, Allie, but I don't know that they would come to mom or dad and say,
yeah, Caddy, that would be a very difficult thing for a child to say. So you're saying the invisible child is like when you put on the parent settings, they're invisible, but they can still see everything.
Yes, Allie. And here's the thing, though, about parental controls. Parental controls couldn't keep 12-year-old Gabby Green, remember that name? Gabby Green, from killing herself after being cyberbullied by kids on several different social media platforms and different messaging apps. So I'm not a big believer that parental controls can happen all the time, can work all the time, even though we use them all the time. Here are two things you can do right now for your tween. If your kid has an iPad, disable Safari. Now, the iPad has no portal to the internet, and kids can only use the apps that you provide.
Okay, so, that's
done,
smart.
Right? Easy. Number two, just say no. Once you say yes to your kids, once you say yes, Allie Mac, to your kids in social media, like Musical.ly or Instagram, it's really, really hard to take back. Be careful what you give because you don't know how it may come back.
And how it could damage your child. I mean, imagine someone says something negative about you on the internet.
So
an adult, it's difficult to accept.
Sure. Imagine being torn apart as a child.
Yeah.
And they have that. Like a Musical.ly has a cringe-worthy category where all the bad ones go. The kids sing and upload, and then they make fun of them and harass them and
awful.
Make them feel bad about themselves. So the fate of my daughters is sealed. Next time I go by the cell phone joint, I'm going to buy a flip phone. Both of my daughters are going to be carrying flip phones, unless there's a Mickey Mouse flip phone available by then. But I'm going this week to do it. Check it out. If your kids are on Musical.ly, you need to look into it. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kix 101.5. Gabby Caddy is a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. You know, on Thursdays, we play around this time. That would be prime time.
Gabby Caddy.
Prime time, Cadillac Jack.
Gabby Caddy.
And this morning, we welcome
Gabby Caddy.
Amber to the show. Good luck, Amber.
Caddy, your IQ is the same as room temperature, as if the room was in Antarctica.
What does that mean? I'm cold?
It means your IQ is very low if it's the same as room temperature. All right, we'll just move on.
You spend a lot of time on Pinterest or somewhere. I don't know where it is.
All right. Today's category. Did you know the most dangerous food you can eat while driving is potato chips? So today's category is going to be all about danger. Now, Amber, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called
Can't Be Caddy.
Going for win 13 in a row as the hashtag March to 20 wins continues.
14.
I'm going for 14 this morning, Amber, I'm told, in my ear.
And it's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions that I'm about to ask you, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage?
Caddy, please leave the main stage.
I love the please. I'm headed out. Good luck, Amber.
Thank you.
I'm going to go respond to all my fans and their social media.
Goodness gracious, you've got an audience.
Hi. Oh, wow. who are all these people out in the hall, in my hall?
They think you're crazy. Oh, my gosh, that was unexpected. There are people out in the hall. All right, your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay? Here we go. What country artist comes off a little dangerous when she kind of threatens to burn down her ex's house in kerosene?
Miranda Lambert.
When you think of the song Danger Zone and Tom Cruise, what movie comes to mind?
He's got so many paths.
What Night Train singer is the 16th most dangerous celebrity to Google?
Pass.
Dangerous was one of the most popular albums from which King of Pop?
Oh, my God.
That's timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here. All right.
Y'all have a great day. Okay, I'm back.
All right, Caddy. Amber from Sandy Springs got one right.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Amber.
So you'll have 20 seconds to get at least one right. Category is all about danger.
Can we just stop after I get the first one right?
No, it's 20 seconds.
I know.
It's
but
20
we
seconds.
We got to move on. We got a lot going on.
Here we go. What country artist comes off a little dangerous when she kind of threatens to burn down her ex's house in kerosene?
Miranda Lambert.
When you think of the song Danger Zone and Tom Cruise, what movie comes to mind?
Top Gun.
What Night Train singer is the 16th most dangerous celebrity to Google?
Jason Aldean.
Dangerous was one of the most popular albums from which King of Pop?
Michael Jackson.
What Tesla and SpaceX founder says robots are the most dangerous thing for our future?
The man that created the Tesla.
That's timer. That was in the clue. That part was in the clue.
Did I get that one wrong?
No, because that... Let's go over that. What Tesla and SpaceX founder says robots are the most dangerous thing for our future? That would be Elon Musk.
Yes.
That brings the tally to Amber from Sandy Springs got one right and Caddy got four.
Wow.
Right.
That Caddy's on fire. That is 14 wins in a row as the hashtag March 20 wins continue.
Amber, we can't let you get away without saying those magic words to Caddy.
I'm Amber from Sandy Springs and I can't be Caddy.
Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your morning routine. Amber headed to Sandy Springs.
Thank y'all.
Atlanta's number one for country hits, Cadillac Jack. And Allie Mac kicks 101.5. We're with you 5 to 7 weekdays. That does include tomorrow Friday. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac kicks 101.5. We are also on demand anytime with
After Hours.
Let's give out the keyword so that you can get information from this morning's show delivered straight to your smartphone right now.
Well, I also want to point out a keyword that we didn't get to this morning. It's secret exclusive keyword for you podcasters. It's Jake to the number 68255. Because Jake Owen went to his daddy-daughter donut day. Now, Jake Owen's daughter lives in South Florida. He lives in Nashville. So he took a plane to go see his daughter for daddy donut day. I just think it's so sweet. And you can see the video if you text the keyword Jake to the number 68255.
You have just made most fathers in Atlanta very slighted because we work and we can't make it.
No, it's completely understandable when dads can't make it. This was an extremely sweet situation.
And Jake has access to a private plane.
But he's most of the time he can't make all of her events, right?
To enjoy a cruller and fly back home.
You can also text the keyword Perry because Katy Perry made an American Idol contestant very nervous when she kissed him, his first kiss ever. Text the keyword Perry to the number 68255 to see that scandalous smooch.
So the keyword Perry has nothing to do with Kimberly Perry's divorce.
No.
From the band Perry?
All about Katy Perry.
Gotcha. Okay, tomorrow, Cadillac Jack's gas. And you say you got just a couple.
Dozen. Couple dozen is what I think it actually says there.
7:50 tomorrow, Allie Mac edits and loads and plays back my most memorable blunders and blemishes from the week with Cadillac Jack's gaffes. Anything else?
See ya.
And tell a friend about After Hours. And make sure you listen 5 more minutes tomorrow morning. That would mean the world to us. It's Cadillac Jack.
Allie Mac.
And Chase.
Bovard.
Chase Bovard.
Bovard.
We're out.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac mornings. On Atlanta's number one for country hits. Kicks 101.5.